Hi, I'm Remy.
And I'm Justin.
And this is our journey.
Welcome.
All right. So today we're going to be talking about our education system.
And what we think is wrong with it and what we think is right with it.
Yeah. And so just to go ahead and start. When we have younger children, and so we're going to start younger. I just think that we have been basically letting young kids off the hook and saying that you can be, obviously it's okay to be a kid and your youth is your youth.
Right.
But we're basically letting kids be kids to the point where they have no responsibility over their actions.
Right.
And they, you can do whatever and you're just a kid and eventually you'll grow up and you'll learn.
Yeah. I think like life hits you so hard in the face once you're growing up.
Because we're lied to.
Yeah. Lied to all the time.
Oh yeah.
I mean,
even as an adult, but as kids, like as a kid, you're the most lied to you're ever going to be.
Yeah.
And that's the worst thing to think about. I get that Santa Claus is this nice thing, but my parents didn't lie to me about Santa Claus and I'm super grateful for it. Cause I remember looking at the kids in school and I'd say, hey, Santa Claus doesn't exist. And they would look at me and be like, you are a freaking idiot. Cause Santa Claus just gave me presents last year. And I'd say, how about you do this? How about you wait on the top of your stairs, wait till it's time, hear those noises,
right,
and go walk downstairs and find out it's your mom.
Yeah. Or your dad.
And they would say, well, Santa's going to know and he's not going to give me presents. I said, how about you just risk 1 year for me and go do that?
Try it out.
And most of them didn't do it, obviously, because they were too afraid. But I was always thinking, these kids are so stupid. And eventually they did learn and they were super upset at their parents.
Right.
A lot of kids get upset at their parents. And Santa Claus is just the base lie that we're taught.
You know, I was just so grateful that I wasn't lied to about, you know, the Easter Bunny.
Yeah.
You know, just to me, it kind of brought a lot of thankful to my parents for helping me in doing
this. Because
they did.
That's the thing that I didn't understand is why would you want some random person you've never met to bring you presents instead of your parents giving you what you actually wanted?
Right.
And so it doesn't make sense to me because I would much rather say, hey, I want this stuff and my parents get it for me and think, I can't believe my parents got this for me.
Exactly.
But instead it's just this random magical guy that has all this stuff and he has this workshop of slaves that do everything for him.
Here's the thing is like, exactly. You know, I had a talk with someone about the whole why they think, you know, telling their kids that Santa Claus is real is, you know, beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
And their whole thing is that it's just magical. It kind of brings an imagination to their whole life. And to me,
that's great and all.
It's great and all. But I don't, for me, I don't want to be living in a fairyland.
No.
I want to be taught what's going on right now.
What's the real world?
Yeah.
What do we need to know?
I still had an imagination when I was a
kid.
I had a big one.
It was not about fake things.
You know, the ground was lava and I had to jump over it. You know, I had tons of things.
Or I would imagine people fighting in front of me that weren't actually there.
Right. Or playing with toys.
Yeah. Toys is a big imagination.
Yeah. I mean, there's just so many things and I don't want to be lied to, especially like when my parents are doing something for me.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm appreciating that they're doing that for me.
Yeah.
I don't want to appreciate that this guy with a beard is doing something for me.
Right.
I mean, that
and
I don't
so,
know.
Carrying that into our education system is that we're lied to as kids and we're also treated as kids. And as much as it's good to treat a kid as a kid because they're, you know, some things they don't need to know, obviously, we need our kids to be grown up because we're starting to get to the point where everybody's learning slower.
Right.
Everybody's getting to the point where their knowledge is peaking way later than it should be. And it's ridiculous to talk to people. I can't even tell you how many millennials I've talked to and how many Generation Z I've talked to that don't know what they're talking about and aren't in the real world. And so the problem with that is that it starts in our schools where we're not taught as kids, especially it's here's this book, sit in this room, don't speak, raise your hand if you want to actually say anything, and just sit there and be a little good boy.
Right.
Don't do anything. If you have to go to the bathroom, you have to ask me.
Yeah.
you can't do anything besides what I tell you, and you just have to read this book. And I can tell you, first through fifth grade, I don't remember one of my teachers actually teaching me anything. No. I do not remember anything besides taking a test. That's all I remember.
I remember my teachers kind of being a B.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, my teachers were horrible to me.
Straight up. I just think that we're taught to be a kid, and then immediately we're forced to be an adult.
Right.
And that's my issue with the whole education. I mean, they kind of just slam you into it.
And it needs to be – here's the thing. We need to be taught what we need to be taught. And not only that, and this goes through – this is for preschool. And the funny thing is preschool and kindergarten teach basically – they don't really teach a lot of stuff. Right. They say, here are these shapes, learn these shapes. And they give you a cube. Right. And you're this kid that's learning a square because you're touching this cube. And so – the thing is
and then you're going right into radius of the square.
Yeah, and then you're going straight into read this whole paragraph on something that doesn't have anything to do with you being a six-year-old.
Right.
And so the thing is, we're not taught hands-on stuff. And instead they give us these books that don't mean anything to us, that we're not even going to keep all of that information. And I mean, it's been proven that you don't even learn anything till like 3 hours after you've woken up. So going to school, waking up and going to school at 8 a.m. and starting, we don't even keep any of that information because we can't.
Right.
And as a kid especially, we're not keeping all this book information that we don't care about because we're kids. But I was never entertained. The only time I was entertained was because of my classmates, right? Mm-hmm. And I was apparently the class clown. Obviously, because I was trying to keep everything not boring. And so what's really annoying is that we're just not taught hands-on stuff. And so if we're just talking about math, if you need to learn basic math and you need to learn what's 2 plus 2, there's so many better ways to learn what 2 plus 2 is and retain that information than writing down 2 plus 2 on a piece of paper.
I agree. And I think that the teachers are really to – kind of blame in the whole how it comes across. And I think also how schools are run as well.
I think especially first through eighth grade.
Yeah.
Teachers, that it's all the teacher's job.
Yeah.
Because obviously they say, hey, here are these books, teach these kids, but there's a way to teach the kids. And when you're teaching, you know, 6 and 7 year olds, I don't know why you're teaching them this book that you know they're not going to understand.
Yeah. I mean, my mom actually got into a fight with my teacher because she was such a B that, and this was in third grade, that she was trying to teach me something that just did not make sense. And neither my mom didn't even understand it. And this was in third grade.
Right.
And, you know, it's just the way that they're teaching it and the way that it's coming across. I mean, I don't know how you're supposed to really.
It's no fun and barely learn. Any learning.
Yeah. It's no fun. And it's just straight into books.
Right.
You know, it's just book, book, book. And I think that, you know, I have learned things from school.
Yeah.
There is things that you have obtained and learned.
Yeah.
But there's also things like the mitochondria. That why in the F would I ever want to know that for the rest of my life?
Like, okay, exactly. So here's the thing. Here's how I think we should be teaching and we're not teaching. Is from first through eighth grade, you should be taught hands-on stuff completely.
Yes.
Forget about books. If you want to teach your kid basics, honestly, it's also the parent's job. Mm. Like, you should be teaching your kid history that they should know. It's not It's not school's job to teach your kid that kind of thing. So the parents have basically said, we're going to let the school do everything and completely not do our job as parents. And that's a big problem to start with. And so parents need to teach kids basics. Schools need to teach kids actual things and how to grow up and stuff, right? And so we need to have hands-on school. Like if we're learning math, we need to do some sort of architecture or even something as simple as, you know, when you do those math problems, it was Jessie has 3 lemons and she gives one away and then gets 5 apples. How many fruit does she have? Why don't we actually do that in class and show it? Why not buy 3 lemons and give every kid 3 lemons and say, okay, now you're all going to have those lemons and you're going to set one down and then you're going to go grab an apple from the basket and then do this and then do that. Now, everybody, what are you doing? And now because you're doing something, not only is the kid entertained, but they're actually learning more because they're doing.
You know what?
Not just sitting there.
You know what? I would actually, you know, this kind of sounds crazy, but I would love if you kind of got taught by your parents and then you get to like into eighth grade and going almost into high school, and then you take a test. And that test has math, it has all sorts of things in it. And whatever you kind of test higher in, then they say, well, these are the types of things that you could go into.
That's very interesting.
And then you can almost choose it. And then instead of reading books about mitochondria, when you're thinking about going to business,
sure,
you know, you can actually do that instead. And I know you're young age at that time, still young, but still, I think high school should be the time that you figure out what you want to do.
See,
with
the
your
thing
life.
Is they think, well, you need all this stuff because what if you change your mind?
Right.
And I agree with that. What if you change your mind? You need this stuff. But at the same time, we need to stop treating our kids like they don't know what they're doing, and treating teenagers like they don't know what they're doing.
Right.
Because we're treating them that way, they don't know what they're doing. And they've taken that burden of, oh, you have no idea, you're just young. And they said, okay, I guess I have no idea and I'm just young.
Personally, everything,
and they don't care.
Yeah, personally, everything that I wanted to be when I was in eighth grade, seventh grade, sixth grade, I would still love to be right
now.
Oh,
yeah. And I still could.
Still could. Exactly.
Right. And if I was able to pursue it specifically, mm-hmm. I'd probably be so much higher as well.
Oh, yeah.
The thing is that I could tell immediately, as much as history is interesting, I was never going to be a historian.
No, I wasn't.
Or anything into that. You know, I just was not interested in that kind of, as much, and history interests me. Just because there's a lot of interesting stuff about that, about our past. But that doesn't mean that's what I want as a career option.
Right.
And science is interesting, but that doesn't mean that's what I wanted as a career option.
Right.
And so the problem is, and you know what else? There's not even, like, obviously I was thinking about going into photography and video since I was way younger.
Right.
There's not a class for that. And you get into high school, there's a couple classes, but it's not a career.
Right.
It doesn't set you in this career path. It's just, hey, do you want to be the yearbook photographer? What does that do for me?
Yeah.
Right. And so there, from first through eighth grade, there needs to be hands-on stuff getting you prepared. Then high school should be whatever you actually want to do, whatever you really feel like you're trying to pursue.
Right.
You pursue that and you really take good classes for it. And then you have a couple other basic classes where you just learn basics.
Right.
Versus, like, I don't need to know that the mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell.
No.
Right? I don't need to know that. For some reason, that's stuck in my mind.
It's stuck in my mind.
But it's never going to do anything besides win me a game show.
Right.
Right? And so I'm never going to need to know those things. But that's stuck in my mind. And other things I could have learned aren't there. And so I could have learned basic things, basic anatomy, basic biology, and then really gone into something I was very –
It's so much useless information.
Yeah,
it's so much useless information that I do not need to know really ever in my life. I mean, there's no reason for me to know chemistry.
Yeah.
Why would I want to know chemistry right now? There's no reason for it.
Here's the thing: it's basically our high school now, especially, is if you're smart and you want to go into school, and there's something specific you want to do into school, then you're gonna do well and you're gonna really pursue it and really focus on it. If you're someone that isn't that entertained by the fact that I'm going to go be some scientist, I'm going to go be some biologist, maybe you want to be a nurse, the school isn't doing much for you and it's just wasting your time.
Right.
And that's the sad thing is it's basically aimed at people that already know what they're doing.
Right.
And the people that don't know what they're doing, you're just screwed. You're just along for the ride, hoping that sometime through your 4 years of high school, you'll figure out what you want to do and go for it. And then college comes around and you're doing exactly the same thing. It's almost like we don't have any specific education for things. Let's just get into this real quick. How are we not learning how to do our taxes in high school?
In high school. I know. You know, what's crazy too, is that I became a 1099 right after high school.
Sure.
And, I had no idea how to do my taxes.
Right.
I spent about 3 hours trying to figure it out the night where my taxes were due.
Sure.
And it was so unbearable just to, I mean, you're trying to put in everything about learning about taxes in a course of 3 hours and trying to figure it out. And I still don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, these are things that you should have been taught. I mean, I wouldn't say elementary, I would say middle school could have been the time that you could have been taught that. Even
in
high school.
Yeah. And those are things that you're going to need. And that's my problem is we're not taught things we actually need. I can't even tell you. I've learned so much more out of school learning myself because I've researched it mm-hmm. than I have from school.
Oh, yeah.
So much more.
Thank you, Google.
Yeah. And that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's absolutely. And the thing is, you say thank you, Google, which is funny. But at the same time, Google is not a very reliable source, as we both know.
Yeah.
And so the people that there are a lot of millennials out there and a lot of people out there in general that will not really learn anything from their school and say, I'm going to go on Google, like we just said, and I'm going to get all that information from Google. And then they get all this false information from Google. And now that's their world that they're living in.
Yep.
And we're living in this world where it's okay to be stupid and it's okay to not learn and it's okay to not grow up. We really are. And we need to be grown up by eighth grade. At eighth grade, you need to know that this is a real world and you better start learning.
Yeah.
High school should be, okay, now you're learning. You better know what you want to do. And now you know. Then college should be, now you're focusing on what you want to do and you're there. But really, it's just a bunch of money that we're paying for a whole lot of nothing.
To be honest, most of high school, I wouldn't say most of it, but I'd say probably half of it, I dicked around it.
Oh, yeah.
Because there was just so much things that just were so useless that I
knew they were useless.
They were, you know that you're going, what you're trying to go into, you're never going to use it.
Yep.
So why would you spend your whole time? Why would you do all this homework to complete something that you'll never do?
And not only that, now school in general, and especially high school, is just this popularity contest, socialize place.
People.
Right. Yeah. So who cares about school? I'm going to be this popular girl. I'm going to be this popular guy. Let's be prom queen and prom king. And that's what matters to me is being popular.
Well, they teach that all over social media. That's
they
all
teach
over
that
social
all,
media.
All over social media, all
movies.
In TV shows.
Yeah,
and we're going to get into that way, way deeper. Oh, yeah. But that is why does anybody care about being popular in school? Because we're not being taught actual things. So when you're not actually being taught the things you need to know and the things that you need to be taught, other things start coming up, like popularity contests and bullying, because a lot of the bullies are just kids with really sad lives that somehow they don't have any other way to get it out besides bullying someone else to make them feel better. Mm-hmm. And as terrible as that is, we should be doing better.
And, you know, to be honest, we're saying this because we've fallen into this.
Yeah.
When I saw high school, I kind of thought I have to be liked by people. I have to be this. I have to be this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have to be this baseball player. I have to be this football player.
Sure.
I have to do these things because I want people to look at me in a certain way.
Yeah. And I want to go hang out with my friends all the time.
Right. And not focus on the real things that are at hand, which is your future.
Yep.
I mean, as much as friends are great and all, a lot of the friends that you meet
aren't real friends.
Aren't real friends. And then you won't be talking to them after high school. They'll be going to a different college. You'll be going to a different college and you'll never meet.
And it means nothing but a memory.
Yeah, it's just a memory. And memories are great.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I think that you should definitely go out and have fun with people, hang out with people.
Yeah.
But I think there's a time for that.
I mean, the thing is I'm not a very sentimental person. And so all these like memories of high school mean absolutely nothing to me.
No.
Absolutely nothing. The only good thing from high school that I've gotten is obviously our friendship.
Yeah.
And other than that, it's been a whole lot of BS. And so the thing is coming from a millennial, coming from two millennials that went through regular school, and obviously we went to a different school than most people, but it was regular school, and especially up till – I went to a normal private school up until like sixth grade, right? And so – and then once I get into high school, it's still the same high school experience.
Yeah.
The thing is the school doesn't help us at all. It doesn't do anything for us. So this is coming from two people that graduated a couple years ago, and – it didn't help us.
Yeah.
And so obviously something needs to change because we didn't even care. This is also coming from two people that really didn't care about school. And 2 years later, realized, I wish I would have cared and I wish it would have been better.
I definitely wish I would have cared more about it going into it than I did.
It just never made me care.
No. Again, you know, you have to think about what people tell you. And this comes, you know, this is for a lot of middle schoolers. You know, once you get into high school, it's kind of, you know, people try to make you think you have to be a certain person.
Yep.
And you do not. And
you have to be popular.
You have to
be popular. And you have to have friends.
Yes.
It's absolute BS.
I would say your main goal really should be schoolwork and finding that person that you can be best friends with. And, you know, for me, I only have really just, I have one best friend.
Yeah.
That's it. And everyone else to me is acquaintances.
Yep.
And I've so much appreciated that in my life because it allows me to escape the drama.
Right.
And, you know, allows me to
have an actual friendship.
Yeah. And have a real friendship on top of focusing at the things at hand. Now, I wish I would have learned that sooner than I did.
Yeah.
You know, in middle school, I wish I would have learned that. But, you know, now I think that.
Right. And so since we're talking about high school drama, obviously we already talked about what we think is wrong with how we teach our school.
Right.
But getting into popularity and things like that, what kids don't realize. And so if you're eighth grade and under, this is something to pay attention to. Yeah. If you're in high school, this is something to pay attention to. If you're out of high school, this is something to pay attention to and maybe something that you can relate to.
Yeah.
Is popularity means absolutely nothing.
No.
In the absolutely end, nothing.
Nothing.
All these getting someone to like you means absolutely nothing. And so basically we're going to school really afraid of how we look, really afraid of saying something and upsetting someone. And hoping that, oh, well, we should all hang out and go to this party this weekend. And if you don't go to the party, boy, are you lame. And you're just not a part of the school because you're just some lame person that doesn't go to the parties. Well, guess what? Those people that were lame and didn't go to the parties are probably famous. Those people that are lame and didn't go to the parties are probably running a business and actually have a career. And those people that went to the parties are absolute nobodies that are having 9-to-5s.
Yep.
Because they actually, the people that don't go to those parties realize that there's more to life than this popularity contest. That they were, oh, well, I'm more popular. Well, I'm more popular. Well, what about, I like this girl. We should go ahead and, you know, date and get married forever. And we should go ahead and be boyfriend and girlfriend and love each other and have sex already because we're 15. We could have sex.
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's just do it, right? And so,
because that's what the world tells you.
That's what, because everything is like that now. It's not, nothing's important. Nothing's held dear. It's just a bunch of BS.
I mean, from the get go, you're kind of told that, I mean, this comes from me, that sex is actually what makes you cool.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a good point.
It's so big. It's so relevant in every TV show and everything. Having sex is what makes you cool. That's a good point
because. I never really thought about sex that much until about eighth grade.
Yeah.
Right when eighth grade hits, you think, oh crap, everybody's having this.
Right.
You know, what am I like?
Right.
What if I actually get with a girl and I'm terrible?
Right.
You know, anything like that. Right. You just don't. And I'm sure girls think, what if I get with a guy and I'm terrible and now everybody makes fun of me?
Right.
Right. It does not matter. No. It's so minuscule of things that matter. It's ridiculous. And once you actually get to the point where you realize all of that stuff was a waste of your time and a waste of your stress, you realize how stupid the last couple of years you've been.
Oh, yeah. I remember being stressed out about that stuff.
We talked about it so much.
Oh, so much. And I look back at it now and I see where my life is and the things I actually have to stress about now.
Right.
And that is like something so small.
Yeah.
I mean, to be stressed over about, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I think that's just what society kind of pushes you towards.
Yeah.
It's just really what society
pushes you to. You better, everybody's thinking about you, you know, so you better worry about yourself.
Right.
Everybody is going to judge you and you better be living up to everybody else's standards. And because of that, it puts a lot of kids and a lot of people in really mentally locked places where they feel they're not liked and they're unpopular. And their whole world's going to go to absolute shit because they're not liked and they're unpopular.
Mm.
And then you know, a lot of bad things will come from that.
Yep.
And the sad thing is that it really doesn't matter. And a big thing is bullying. And I don't, you know, obviously there's bullying outside of schools, but mostly bullying in schools.
Yep.
If you're getting bullied, because I never was a bully, but I got bullied many times from, yep, from different people. And it was actually mostly outside of schools, more in sports where I got bullied from teams. But when you're bullied, and this is just something that I always had, and I really hope that other people can kind of take from and learn, is it doesn't matter.
No.
It doesn't matter. And the thing is this is something my dad taught me, and I really appreciated it. And he said, because he had this whole story. He said, if someone bullies you, you stick up for yourself because no one else will. And he had this whole story, and I'm not going to get into the story, but he used to be bullied as well, and he taught me this story. And so this kid used to bully me, and I won't name names, but he used to bully me all the time. He would pretty much tear up my locker and tear up all my stuff. And when we played sports, he would always hit me illegally and make fun of me. All my teammates were just laughing because he would say things. I would never say anything back, and I would just smile.
Yeah.
Because it didn't matter to me. And eventually, this one time, I actually said something back, and his parents got a divorce because his mom slept with the coach.
Oh.
Right? And so
– that's nice.
Because of that, I got really fed up with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I said he called – everybody was laughing. He called me a bunch of names, right? And I said, well, at least my mom didn't screw the coach to get you on the team.
Dang.
He stopped talking.
Oh, I bet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And as much as it's terrible because, you know, I feel bad for him and stuff, stick up for yourself.
Oh, yeah.
And don't, you know, don't stoop low. I stooped low because I was really sick of it. And I added a couple other things that that I'm proud of.
Right.
That weren't that were more like he would hit me and I wouldn't say anything. I would just say, you are a loser. And I would walk away. You know, things that weren't just out of the blue in front of everybody.
Right.
But when someone bullies you, you got to realize that they're bullying you because they have a problem. That's my point in it. He had a problem, and it was his parents. And he was really self-conscious about his parents and all of it. And so he had to bully me to make himself popular because he felt super bad.
Yeah, I was bullied a couple times. I was never really the person to be picked on.
Really?
Not a lot. But I was in elementary school and a little bit of middle school for sure.
I mean, obviously in high school I wasn't, but
yeah, high school lower than that, no one really messed with me in high school.
Yeah.
Because I was kind of, I was always in, you know,
independent.
Yeah. And, same. You know, it's kind of, I always stuck up for myself and I was always quick on my feet, you know, for anything.
Yep.
But, in elementary school, I was always short. I was always a really short kid, man. And, this dude would always pick on me. And, I had to learn kind of the hard way because I was never really taught to,
yeah, defend yourself.
Yeah, defend myself and stick up for myself. I kind of learned that on my own. My brother, however, he was picked on a lot, and he had trouble with sticking up for himself.
Yeah,
and I think that's
so is mine.
You know, yeah, that's where it really becomes an issue because you don't know how to stand up and be like, I'm not going to take this anymore.
Yeah,
and my brother couldn't do that, so that it made them think that they could do it more.
Right, made them feel powerful.
Made them feel powerful, like they're in the chair, and yeah, you're the little pet.
Right,
and I never liked being like that. Yeah. I was a short kid, but I was. If you mess with me, I'm not going to be happy.
Yeah. I would just it usually didn't bother me because I got made fun of a couple of times. Even in high school, like on teams, like I said, it wasn't at school, but on teams, I would be made fun of.
Yeah.
And anytime they would say something, I would just be laughing. And anytime, like they would say something stupid. Let's just whatever comes to your mind that they would say to me. And I would say, I just hope you know that in 10 years, I'll sign your autograph. I'd sign it.
Yeah, I'd sign
my autograph. For that.
Right,
yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So, and because I know that I'm going to be somewhere years from now, and they're just going to be that someone that thinks they're really cool and is going to go nowhere.
Right.
And so we're kind of rabbit trailing a little bit, but what I'm wanting to get out of this is I'm wanting to talk about if you're getting bullied, if you are a bully, and if you're watching someone getting bullied. Yeah. And so if you're getting bullied, you got to understand that that person has a problem, first of all. So don't take it personally, because they have a problem that they're dealing
with. They have bigger issues.
They have bigger
issues than you.
Way bigger issues than you. Second of all, if you're getting bullied, realize that it doesn't matter what they think, because it never does matter what they think. It really doesn't. You got to stick up for yourself. And even if it's not fighting someone or saying something back, sticking up for yourself means you know your worth.
Yeah.
And you know what you pick yourself up and you say, hey, it doesn't bother me because I know what I'm worth. And you can piss off. You can do whatever you want, because it doesn't mean anything to me. It never meant anything to me what anybody said. I mean, even last year on the teams and 2 years ago playing juniors, everybody would say something that was trying to offend you. And because, oh, I'm this big shot. Look at me. Look at my manliness. Let me assert my dominance. Right. And I would think, you are such an idiot and you're going nowhere in life, man. You're going absolutely nowhere and you mean nothing. And so I would never have to say anything back, and I would just smile and walk away. And I never hung out with those people because they were lame people.
Yep.
I stayed away from them. And so if you're getting bullied, understand that those people mean nothing. Right. They're absolutely nothing. If you are a bully, realize that it's probably the dumbest thing you could do, and you're basically the idiot of society.
Oh, yeah. And people really honestly nowadays look down on that.
Oh, yeah.
Hardcore. I mean –
But we still do nothing about it. And this is where it goes to three, is if you're watching someone get bullied, start doing something.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't care if someone bullied me. I really never did. So I would kind of just deal with it. If someone got bullied,
oh,
my God, I would freak out anytime. Like, my brother used to get bullied. This was when I was actually like six. And someone flicked him in the back of the head. And they were probably 12 or something. And I leaned over as a 6-year-old, 12-year-olds. I said, if you touch him again, I'm going to beat the shit out of you. This was in church.
Yeah.
And I was so, I don't do it. And so if you, especially if you can defend yourself and you know your worth and other people don't, because it's hard for people. Self-confidence is hard for people in this society. If you see people getting picked on, start doing something about it.
Yeah. And if you join the bullies, just know you're joining the dumb, stupid squad.
Yeah, you're part of the nothings.
And that is not the place you want to be. You want to stand up for people. You know, even if it's someone particularly that you're not
even friends with. Yeah.
You know, exactly. It doesn't matter. It's really standing up for someone that, you know,
it's helping someone out.
Yeah, and making them aware that they're worth something.
Yeah.
You know, so then when someone tries to pick on them in the future, they might stand up for themselves that time because they're learning, I know who I am.
Yeah, you don't take that.
No.
Yeah, and so a lot of people get bullied and just watch it happen or anything like that. Stop letting it happen.
Yeah.
Honestly, stop letting it happen, because this is what our problem is in society, in our education system, is we're not being taught to stand up for ourselves. We're not being taught to think independently. No. And we're all being taught that it's a popularity contest. And it just – we're going out through our middle school up to high school up to college – and pretty much learning nothing unless you're actually focusing on what you want to do. Mm-hmm. If you're just one of those people, which is basically what we were, which doesn't really care about the school and just kind of wants to get on and figure out my career myself, then school is going to mean nothing to you, and it's going to do nothing for you. And that's our problem, is it really needs to change how we're teaching people, because obviously bullying shouldn't be in schools. And as much as it's a problem with daily life, it's also a problem with our education.
Oh, big time. Big time.
And anything like that.
And, you know, straight up, the whole idea of high school, you know, when I was taught high school was going to be, was a big lie.
Yeah.
It was a fat, big lie. I've gone to the parties. They're lame.
They're lame.
They're
so lame.
They waste my time. It wasted, you know, nights that I could have been doing something better.
Important.
Figuring out what I wanted to be.
Yeah. You know, even just hanging with someone that you actually care about.
Yeah. And chilling.
Having an actual friendship. And also concluding here, because we were talking about sex and having girlfriends and boyfriends.
Right.
You don't need a girlfriend or boyfriend. You don't need it. Justin and I hated ourselves for 4 years because we were thinking, all I want is a girlfriend.
Yep.
And we really want to be loved and all that good jazz. And as much as that's cool and all, it it's not what you want.
No.
And once you get there, you'll realize it's not what you want, because it's just going to cause, it's just going to be a bunch of drama with a girl that doesn't really care about you, or a guy that doesn't really care about you, because you're in high school.
Right.
And, you know, you might be one of those people that falls in love and, you know, your high school kids forever. Great. And that's awesome for those people.
Yeah, it's great.
But most of the time, it's not going to be that, because kids don't know what love is nowadays.
Exactly. We're taught a lie.
It's just a bunch of lust.
Yeah.
It's just a bunch of, oh, get with this pretty girl, get with this hot guy and have sex, and that means you're cool.
Yeah. That means that you're going to be liked, and that means that you guys are in love and you're meant to be. And right. Then you get to sophomore year.
You're going to love each other forever, and it's going to be great. And then you're both going to end up hating each other, actually, because that's what actually happens.
You definitely want to focus on the goal of future.
Because you want to focus on yourself too. Yeah, not in a selfish way, but no. You want to start focusing on yourself.
Focus on yourself, focus on the future, and that will be so much beneficial for you. And then you can find a girlfriend out of college or whatever you do. Out of that, you can find a girlfriend.
Don't rush it. Do not rush it. Yeah, we'll get into talking about love and things in a different podcast, but it's just when you're in high school and you're in school, Don't focus on popularity. Don't focus on friends unless you have a good friend that you can actually have a good friendship with.
Yeah.
Don't focus on girls. Don't focus on any of the things that you don't need to be focusing on. Figure out yourself. Figure out your future, because the school's not going to do it for you.
Right.
It really isn't. If you're young right now and you're trying to get somewhere, and you're one of those people, one of those few people that's actually woken up and said, I'm different than everybody. Good.
Yeah.
Be that person that's different than everybody. Because that's what we were. And as tough as it was, because a lot of people don't like you as much, you're much better off.
Yeah. You're much better off future-wise and for yourself.
Yeah.
You will be better off.
You're going to really – once you realize that you have worth and you know what you want to do and you focus on that, you're going to have a lot better of a life focusing on that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, future-wise, again, once you get there and once you've accomplished all that you've accomplished – I mean, looking back, you're going to be thankful.
Yeah.
You're going to be very thankful.
You're going to say, thank God I wasn't one of those popular people.
That wasted my time on that.
That became a nobody. The worst thing is being the popular kid in high school, and 10 years later, you're no one.
Right. You go to that high school reunion and
you're like, oh,
Chad,
you've really changed.
All right. Well, that's a wrap.
Yeah. We're going to conclude here.
This is Justin.
And I'm Remy.
And this is our journey.